Social media often gets a bad rap when it comes to writing skills for students. Our next guest says there's some good reasons for that, but he sees positive benefits where social media can make kids into better writers. Andrew Simmons is a writer and teacher in California. He has a new piece on students and social media in The Atlantic.
Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hello, good to be here.
So a lot of people give Facebook a bad rap and other social media when it comes to writing. Why is that, do you think?
Well, I mean, there are obvious reasons why you would give social networking a bad rap in the education writing world. I mean, writing used to be kind of a social necessity. You know, people of my parents' generation, I was born in 1980, and people of my parents' generation, they grew up writing letters, and so they transferred that same letter-writing talent, that ability that they honed in their youth to writing emails. My generation, you know, we write emails. We grew up writing emails sort of towards the end of high school. I think that became kind of comfortable for me. But we still wrote emails as if we were writing letters. And now, you know, attention spans have withered and people are communicating in shorter bursts of language and conventions have kind of eroded chronically over the years. You know, I remember writing in all lowercase and thinking that was a little daring to that capitalization stuff. So, you know, as people are writing less and less outside of the academic world, I think you can make a really good argument that, you know, students are maybe a little less comfortable writing in an academic way. You know, the conventions that some of us just kind of grew up, some of us grew up knowing might be less accessible to these teenagers today, and they need to be kind of retaught them a little more rigorously than maybe previous generations. But, you know, I mean, it's still communication. It's still written communication. And, you know, in my article, I think that I sort of lay out my belief that I don't think that Facebook and Twitter and social networking sites of that sort have made students better at the craft of writing at all. I think it's probably taken away from that significantly. But I do think that when it comes to personal narrative writing, I personally, as a teacher, my own observations, again, this isn't a scientific study or anything, my own observations, I've seen especially young men more willing to share thoughts.
Well, and let's get into that. You say that it may be a stylistic minus, a negative, there's a lot of positive stuff, and especially in the realm of self-reflection and emotional expression. So how is the practice that these teenagers are getting online translating into their writing and how they write?
I think that just the space that's created by social networking where students, you know, kids have distance from one another. They're not looking each other in the face. They're not having to be brave and bold when they're sharing something personal about themselves. And that personal thing, you know, it can run the range from, you know, family abuse to insecurities about appearance. You know, I'm defining the category very broadly. But I think that being able to sort of have that illusion of anonymity, which can be a bad thing. It's bad to feel as if, you know, you can do whatever you want on the internet. Obviously, that's not true. But to feel as if, you know, I can admit something that I might not admit in person, and doing so will make me a little more comfortable with the idea that I have these thoughts. And then maybe when I'm in English class and I receive a personal narrative assignment, because I've taken that step of sort of giving myself that freedom, that right to, express myself in that limited way, now I can sort of elaborate on it. I'm more prepared to dig deep and reflect on whatever it is that is troubling me or concerning me.
And so, when you give those personal,
when
you give those personal narrative assignments, does that translate? Do you think that that the students are more willing to open up like they do, like they've practiced doing on social media?
Well, I only have my own experiences to really hold in context and those of the people I grew up with and went to school with. But I am seeing today's students, you know, today's popular athletes, today's, you know, cheerleader type students who are in my classes, these students are extremely forthright about insecurities in their writing. And that goes on down to the students that, you know, 20 years ago, I imagine, would have been more likely to be picked on, and perhaps still are picked on frequently at school. But the general pattern I'm seeing is that students are more likely are more comfortable talking about their deepest, darkest secrets in writing, which I think is a healthy thing to do. I think social networking has had a lot to do with that shift.
And if there was a stereotype of boys or of males, I guess, in our society, it's that we're not as willing to express ourselves emotionally. We're supposed to keep our insecurities concealed. Do you see a particular difference in just your personal observations with the boys who come through your classroom?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't want to overgeneralize. Mm-hmm. I know high school can be dangerous terrain for, any sort of kid. But, I think this traditionally masculine traits of stoicism and silence and kind of internalizing all your frustrations and insecurities and not wanting to reveal any of them because that's a sign of weakness and men can be weak. I think that stuff still exists to a certain extent. When students are able to do writing, that helps them kind of chip away at that, and they feel safer when they're writing about personal experiences and those thoughts in that way. I think that they can start to formulate a little bit of a resistance to that antiquated mentality.
So in teaching writing, do you think there are ways to work with social media and embrace these positives you're talking about instead of feeling like you're fighting it all the time?
I've used social media just as a reading tool, like, creating little fake Twitter pages for characters and To Kill a Mockingbird or something so students can, live tweet from the trial.
Huh.
And put themselves in the characters' positions. Obviously, that's not the extent to which students should relate to characters in a literary text, but it's a good sort of entry activity for students who are maybe a little hesitant to dive in because they're intimidated by the language. You can get students to respond to the characters first, and you can get them to sort of zero in on the themes and the larger ideas and how language is used and how it's structured and perspective and all these academic literary elements. But yeah, social networking, I've used it in the reading context, but not really for writing. And I don't think that personal writing is the be-all and end-all. I think students should learn all kinds of writing, and being able to talk about your feelings obviously doesn't necessarily help you when you have to write an editorial or analyze a literary text or do a research paper or anything like that. But, personal narrative writing is under assault to some degree in curricula around the country. You will hear school administrators, I'm not talking about my own, but you will hear school administrators say things along the lines of, it's not as important, the students learning how to defend a position and argue a point, because, these are the skills that, students are told that are more important, that are more valuable in our society. But I think personal narrative writing is very important. I mean, education isn't just about getting you prepared for a future career, maybe preparing you to be a better citizen and be more comfortable in your own skin and live well in the world. And having that outlet for self-expression may be very key to that.
All right. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
That was Andrew Simmons, a writer and teacher in California.